Greetings, and I pray you're having a blessed day. My name is Pastor G, and I'm honored to be your pastor for the day. I'm the pastor of the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, and we're located on the north side of Cortland on Route 281. I'd like to invite you to join us for our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. We also offer the sermon on YouTube and Facebook. You can listen live or search for older messages, as well as archived messages on our church's website. I want to start with a familiar verse for many people. 1 Timothy 4:7 says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now, since you're listening to this on radio and you can't see me, you can't tell that it's obvious that I don't run in too many physical races. But this verse isn't talking about that type of running. To simplify it for the sake of this message, it's talking about running after God. I want to talk briefly about David from the Old Testament, and I'm going to be talking about a time in his life where he was literally running away from King Saul as he was running after the call God had put on him to be the next king. In 1 Samuel chapter 23, we see David offering to fight against the Philistines even while he's being chased by King Saul. He was being faithful to his God even while life was throwing all kinds of trouble his way. I describe it this way. David was fleeing with faith, fleeing from Saul, but being faithful to his God. David had clearly been called by God, and he wasn't letting anything stop him from completing that calling. We need to have the same type of commitment in our Christian lives. The challenge is to make sure that what we're pursuing is actually a call from God. And if it is, not even being chased by a bloodthirsty enemy should keep us from doing God's will. David saw a need to protect the Israelites from the attacking Philistines, so he asked God if it was okay for him to defend the Israelites. God said go, David did, the Philistines were defeated, and the Israelites were saved. There are many things in our society today that are under the attack of our enemy, Satan. As Christians, we need to be spiritually fighting for God while striving to live godly lives. Both of these things can be done at the same time. Folks, don't get so caught up in the struggles of your own life and forget about the multitudes of people that are going to hell unless they hear about the good news of Jesus Christ. Thanks for taking time to hear my thoughts. Once again, I'm Pastor G from the Crown Alliance Church in Cortland, New York, as your pastor for the day.